Hi, my name is Hyun Kim. I'm an assistant professor of management and organizations in the Nolan School of Hotel Administration, part of the SC Johnson College of Business. So I study status hierarchies and how they affect behavior and performance of individuals and organizations. I think status is very important in our societies. So if you're a luxury fashion company, for example, you can charge tens of thousands of dollars for a handbag. High status universities get the best student applicants as well as the best faculty. Actors and actresses that win the Oscars get offered the best roles for their next movie, which helps them move up even more, so they get even better. So if we let these cycles perpetuate, then it becomes a rich get richer type of society. So my research centers around trying to understand these status hierarchies and finding factors that can potentially disrupt the system. How do we get people or organizations to move up and down the status hierarchy rather than letting the status hierarchy perpetuate? I have a project on art engagement. The art market it's a great example of a rich gets richer market. So I've partnered with a couple researchers, one who works at the Smithsonian, to figure out if there is a way to get people to engage more with the works of lesser known artists. What happens when we place the work of lesser known artists next to a famous one in prestigious museums? What if we prompt the audience to look at the painting and think about how it relates to them personally, as opposed to the general description that you often see in museums or galleries? And I'm excited about this work because we're directly searching for ways to break the cycle, this rich gets richer cycle in status hierarchies. We find that simply being proximate to a high-status organization can elevate the status of the focal company. Prior studies have said that in order to ascend the status hierarchy, you have to be endorsed by a high-status actor. You don't necessarily have to be endorsed. Sometimes you can just find a lucky location. So you don't need President Biden to endorse you. You can somehow find a way to just stand next to him, and people might think that you are also an important person. So for fashion companies, what we find is that even if you don't have a direct relationship with a Louis Vuitton or a Gucci or a Prada, if your advertisement happens to appear next to one of these companies in a magazine like Vogue, then the readers might think of you as similar status as a Gucci or a Louis Vuitton or a Prada. And one caveat that we show in the paper is that it doesn't necessarily work for all companies. So if you are a very low status company, then it doesn't really help you if you're next to one of these luxury companies because the audiences are not going to be fooled. If you think about a successful person and a less successful person, the initial differences of their quality, of their skills, of their capability might have been very small. Studies show that these small differences in initial quality can accumulate to very large, significant differences in their outcome. So it's important to recognize that a successful person might be skilled, but it might also be that they had advantages because of the high status position that they occupied in the society. It's very easy to let the advantages accrue to the very few at the top, and I don't think that's a society that we necessarily want to create or we want to live in. And I hope that my research speaks to some of the ways in which we can create more status dynamics, so more movement across status hierarchies rather than letting that hierarchy perpetuate.